protect that neck. Here we go, Jake. It is National Championship Week, but for it's Monday, National Championship Game. It's not National Championship Week, but good enough. Wow, for a week with no actual games, a lot of action in college football this week. Coaching changes. Mike Leach going to Mississippi State. Nobody saw that coming. Tua declares for the draft. Fromm declares for the draft. Graduate transfer over to Georgia. It's been an interesting week, but plenty of action with actual no games. Jake, what'd you think about the week's happenings?
It was fun. As an SEC, I'm running the SEC. I think it's fun to have Mike Leach joining the SEC, going to Mississippi State. He's kind of the best option that they probably had. I mean, there's not a lot of interest right now to go to Stark Vegas, but it'll be fun to have the Pirate in our division. And we already have Lane Kiffin now too. So the Egg Bowl is going to be really interesting each year. I think Jake Fromm going to the NFL was a mistake. I don't think he's ready. I think he has some talent, but having watched him play quite a bit this season, I don't think he's ready to go. Sure, some of his struggles are related to Georgia's offensive style, but I mean, he also missed a lot of throws. And so I don't know. I think he can become a, I think he has the potential to be a good NFL quarterback, but if it was me, I would have advised him to stay at least one more year. And then Tua going to the NFL, I think that was the right move for him. And unlike you, I think if I'm a team who's kind of maybe borderline, kind of mid top 10, I would take Tua as an investment. He's that good.
That's a risky investment. It's just a risk. He might be that good, but is his hip going to hold up for that long? That's the question. I'm not saying he's not good. I'm not saying he's not. He's good. He's very good. He's got an NFL quality arm, but right now he does not have an NFL quality hip. Now I know what people are going to do, and I've heard sports talk radio talk about it all week. And trust me, I'm not saying it's not best for him. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I wouldn't take him as a top 10 pick right now, given the risk of the injury. What's the risk versus the reward, given the seriousness of the injury? Now, medicine has by far advanced from the days when this happened to like Bo Jackson. Okay, if the procedure that Tua underwent had existed, or at least to the advancement that Tua received the treatment that he had, and had Bo Jackson received it, possibly Bo Jackson could have been still playing football, rehabbed, and been just fine. Now, we're also comparing apples to oranges here, quarterback position and running back position. You're going to take more hits as a running back than you are as a quarterback. So it's a risky investment. I just wouldn't take him in the first round. That's all I'm saying.
I think there's no way he gets out of the first round.
Oh, he's going to go in the first round. I'm just saying, as an armchair GM right now, I guess, I wouldn't take him in the first round, but that's me.
And that's why you'd be the GM for like the Giants.
I mean, the guy didn't lose his job. He's still there, so he must be doing
who's
something.
Who's the guy who just got fired? Is there a GM who got fired?
That wasn't the guy from the Browns, was it? I don't remember. I don't pay that
they
much.
They fired the Browns coach is gone.
Yeah, Browns coach.
Cowboys coach. They hired the guy who had been the Packers coach.
Coach McCarthy.
And then they're still looking to hire somebody for the Giants, and then Carolina took Baylor's coach.
Yeah, I'm good for them.
I think he'll do a good job.
I think he will.
Is a really good coach.
If Carolina really has in mind that they're going to have time to rebuild, and their owner / GM, whoever, I forget his name, sorry everybody, is really true to what he said when he let Ron Rivera go, that there needed to be a change. I know it's rebuilding and it's going to take some time. And the NFL, sometimes, unfortunately, when people say that, they think rebuilding is going to take a year. It takes 2 to 3 years to rebuild. It just does. And I hope he gets that shot, and I hope that they realize that, meaning when I say that, I mean the front office of Carolina. Carolina's a talented team. I think they've got some decisions to make at quarterback, and I know we're talking NFL right now, folks, and we don't talk about that too much. But who knows? We don't know if Cam Newton's going to come back. There's a lot of people out there that think Cam Newton's not going to be back in Carolina, but there are a lot that think he is going to be coming back. Kyle Allen, who I believe is the guy who filled in for Cam Newton, did a great job in his first four games and then didn't do such a great job the rest of the time. A lot of people don't think he's the future, but then again, he was a rookie this year. So, I mean, really, what's the standard you're going to hold a guy who has to come in for arguably arguably the best quarterback in Carolina history. And there haven't been many, don't get me wrong, but Cam Newton, definitely, he's the quarterback there when they got to the Super Bowl, and he had a great season that year. He's played well. He's played very, very well. So those are some shoes to fill, but we'll see. It takes 2 to 3 years in the NFL for you to really rebuild, and they have a good foundation right now. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens in Carolina for sure. But shout out to Baylor's, well, former Baylor head coach and whose name again just slipped my mind.
Matt Rhule.
I'm like, you just said it, and I'm like, Matt. I was gonna say Buell, but I knew that wasn't right. So I was like, Matt. Yeah, congratulations. But hats off to him, man. I know he's wanted. He's turned programs around in college, and you know, hopefully gets that chance to shine in the NFL. So. But we definitely shall see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm just looking at CBS's mock draft from this week, round one.
Where they got Tua going. I assume number five to the Dolphins.
Five to the Dolphins?
Yeah. I mean, that's what everybody's talking about. Five to the Dolphins. Here's the thing. Pick him. Great. Go ahead. I hope he's everything everybody thinks he's going to be. I really do. We're not going to find out. I don't think we shouldn't find out the first year. I hope what they do is what everybody's been talking about. Draft him. Great. Literally let him sit for a year. Let him rehab. Let him make sure he's at full strength before you actually put him into game time situations. That's what I'm hoping happens, but we'll see.
Ride that Fitz magic, huh?
Yeah. Well, at least ride it one more year. If you really look, the Dolphins, if there's a franchise that ever needed to rebuild, who's been rebuilding for the last 10 years, it's them. Maybe let's really get something on the board, you know, where they're, well, kind of, it seems like this. The Raiders, no offense to you Raider fans out there, it almost seems like it used to be like this. If you went to Oakland in a certain part of the 2000s, is where careers went to go to die. Everybody knew it was your final resting place. It seems like that's the same thing with Miami right now. You know, it's like they're that team on the East where your career kind of goes to finish off, or no one ever hears of you again. I don't want that for anybody. If you've made it to the NFL, don't get it twisted, folks. If you're on an NFL roster, you're one of the 1,700 best players in the entire freaking world at an amazing sport. There's nothing to be ashamed of if you've made that roster. There are 1,700 active players in the NFL on rosters right now. You're the best of the best of the best of the best. So
the best of the best of the best, and Richard Sherman.
And what? Sorry.
And Richard Sherman.
Yeah, and Richard Sherman. Hey, he's a Niner, but I'm still not a big fan of his. But you know, hey, hats off to him. He got a pick today. Congratulations. Still not a huge fan. Whatever.
Yep.
But yeah. Well. Back to the game that's actually fun, not the no fun league. Let's go back to college football. What do you think of Georgia's new quarterback? Grad transfer out of Wake Forest coming in. Definitely going to be an upgrade in competition for him. My opinion. I think that's a lot of people's opinion. Newman coming in. That's not what I'm saying. He's not a new man. The name's Jamie Newman. He's coming into play. What do you think about him? What do you think is going to happen? He's got 1 year to basically make an impact. Does he fit Georgia's scheme? Is he going to do well in Georgia with the way Kirby Smart likes to run his offense? What do you think?
I think this is a clear indication they're changing their offense. There's no way you bring in this guy if you're going to run the same offense that Jake Fromm was running. I think that looks like they're going to be trying to move to more of a spread offense to take more advantage of some of the talent they have at receiver. They've got great receiver in Pickens, who's a true freshman. They're bringing in a couple of true freshman receivers as well. They've got a stacked at running back. They've got a solid O-line. I think that if he can keep up a similar level of performance that he had while he was at Wake Forest, Pro Football Focus ranked him as the second highest rated quarterback throwing downfield, second only to Joe Burrow. So, if he can keep up that level of production, then he definitely can elevate that team to playoff. I mean, they're already a playoff team, contender each and every year. But I think that that could be enough to maybe push them over the edge and get them to maybe win the title. At least, I think they're more they'll be even more competitive, an even better team offensively than they've been, and they're going to be freaking loaded for bear on defense. A lot of the defenders are coming back. If you're Georgia, you got to be really excited.
Okay, I completely agree. I think he adds a little bit more, dynamic look to their offense, and best of luck to him. Georgia, I like watching Georgia. I like Georgia. I don't hate Georgia. Like you, who is a big LSU fan, but like you with Georgia, they're one of the SEC teams that you don't hate. You know, you'd like to see I want to see Georgia succeed. I really do. I like Georgia. They play well. They play hard, and there's just a tradition there and something that you don't want to look away from, and they always come out with a very competitive team. So best of luck to them next year. Mr. Newman, congratulations. You're not the starter yet, but most likely all indications point towards that. I mean, you don't become a grad transfer to not play. So we'll see what happens. Yeah.
It happens every so often.
Every so often. I want to go back to Mike Leach. Man, he talk about in the money. 4-year, $20 million contract. That ain't nothing to sniff at. And like you said, I think this makes him and Lane Kiffin, at least as coaches, make the Egg Bowl interesting again. I definitely think it boosts Mississippi State as a possible contender, not next year, but maybe in the next couple of years with the way Mike Leach, using Washington State as an example. It took him to number 8 last year, and no one ever heard of him, but let's see what he can do in Mississippi State over the next few years. He got 4 years for a reason, so he can actually get some recruits in there. So we'll see how he does recruiting in the South and who we can get there and what it's going to change. They're definitely going to have a different offensive look than we've seen in the last couple of years at Mississippi State. That's for sure. The question is, what's going to go on with their defense?
Well, I mean, they're not built offensively right now. They don't have the personnel to run an air raid system. So
next year, it's not going to be a big deal. Like I said, 2-3 years, then I think we're going to be talking a little bit more about Mississippi State. The question is, how much are we going to be talking about them? That's going to be interesting because Mike Leach obviously loves to throw the ball. It's no mystery there is what Mississippi State is most likely going to become. Egg Bowl might just mean something. Because it really hasn't, in the last 3-4 years? It's just been a game that happens to have been played. I mean, when was the last time?
This last year, the game was lost on a dog lifting his leg celebration for a touchdown.
Yeah.
But putting the piss in old piss, so to speak. I think it's going to be interesting. It really has a low ceiling in Starkville. I think the 1 year when they had Dak Prescott and they were started off the very first. This is crazy to think the very first college football ever, Mississippi State was number 1 and Ole Miss was like 2 or 3. Right. That's not going to happen again.
No.
Not when you've got Alabama and LSU as fully armed and operational battle stations. Auburn's always really good. Texas A&M seems to be ascendant. It's not – I mean, they might get you every so often, but it's not going to be – I don't see this being a move that vaults Mississippi State to another level.
Nah, it's an improvement, at least.
It's an improvement in entertainment quality, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to throw some – eventually they're going to be putting some points up on the board.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, eventually. It won't be – I don't think it'll be next year. Now, here's what we do know. There were 2 playoff games a couple of weeks ago. We know who won them. The Tigers. Won them both. One Tigers from Clemson. The other one is the Bayou Bengals, Jake's LSU Tigers. Here's what we do know, folks. On Monday, the Tigers are going to win the national championship. But, Jake, in your opinion, where's the national championship trophy going?
Well, this game, I'm already nervous. Let's be real. Part of the reason why I'm nervous is because I'm so confident. That's the thing that really makes me nervous is that, I shouldn't be feeling as confident about a national title game, but I am. This game's being played in New Orleans. It's going to be 80-20, maybe 70-30% LSU fans in the Superdome in New Orleans. We've got the best quarterback arguably the best passing quarterback of all time playing for LSU, every single play when LSU is on offense, you have to cover cover five guys. There is, as one college football coach in an article for The Athletic, who were, they did a really fun article where they interviewed different coaches anonymously to get their thoughts on who have played LSU and who have played Clemson this year, to get their thoughts on them. One of the defensive coordinators or defensive coaches who played LSU said, you have to cover five guys every single play, and there's not a zone for that. And the thing is, you know, you have to cover five NFL guys. All five of the main targets or the main weapons of on LSU's offense are going to be playing in the NFL. Nobody's stopping this offense. Nobody. I mean,
I agree completely.
The Biletnikoff winner had a stomach flu, and our starting running back played like not at all. Apparently, he could have played, but they didn't need him to. We went with our fourth string running back started that game, and we put up 49 points in the first half. Joe Burrow set the LSU single game passing record in the first half of a playoff game against number 4 Oklahoma, who obviously their defense isn't great, but they were ranked in the 30s going into this game. And Joe Burrow freaking torched him. Jordan Jefferson got 4 touchdown passes on the first half. I mean, it was annihilation. It was incredible. I mean, that's just how good this offense has been. And then you look at the defense. If you look at the defense's performance from the Alabama game on, every game, like when people talk about, oh, LSU's got defensive problems, in all of those games, LSU has been up by over 20 points at some point. In the Alabama game, they were up 33-13. In the Ole Miss game, they were up 50-7. Against, no, it was 35-7. 42-7. Against Arkansas, it was 50-7. And then against Texas A&M, it was 50-7 as well. And people are like, oh, well, you know, they gave up some points to Arkansas. Oh, they gave up some points to, you know, Ole Miss. You know, Mason Plumlee ran all over them. Alabama made a comeback. It's like, yeah, but this is a defense who's guarding like a 3-touchdown lead. I mean, these are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. Of course, they're going to kind of slack off a little bit when you're up 50-7.
Yep.
I mean, you're not going to be playing as sharp as you were before. And so, and then I mean, they held Oklahoma to 28 points. They shut them down. They were up, I believe at one point, it was at 56-14. So the defense is like peaking right now. They're playing really well. But I mean, Clemson's no slouch. Clemson's
got talent. Not.
Trevor Lawrence is great. Their receivers are great. Travis Etienne is really, really, really good.
Higgins.
Yeah, Higgins, Ross, Rogers, all really good receivers. But LSU's already played the second-best receiver core in the nation this year when they played Alabama. So, I mean, we're going to play them man-to-man the way Ohio State did. And Ohio State, if you watch the Ohio State-Clemson game, Ohio State should have won that game. They outplayed Clemson. They had over 500 yards of total offense. Justin Fields threw for over 300 yards. J.K. Dobbins ran all over them in the first half. They petered out in the red zone in the first half. If they had scored, you know, turned 2 of those 3 field goals into touchdowns, that game's over. They even had a chance at the end to win it all. I mean, they threw a pick, which apparently because the receiver broke off a route that he wasn't supposed to. Joe Burrow and our receivers, we don't make that kind of miscommunication.
Nope. Here's what I saw in that game too, is that when Clemson got punched in the mouth, they didn't react very well. They didn't at all. I mean, like, Ohio State brought it to them. Like, no other team had brought it to them all season long. I remember talking to another friend of mine. I was like, look, Clemson's a great team, but let's be honest, their competition this entire year wasn't that great. And then they go up against a team like Ohio State, who is very, very, very good. Yes, they beat them. I'm not going to, you know, deny that. But when Ohio State, that first half, I mean, nope, it wasn't a blow up, but you're right. 2 of those field goals should have been touchdowns, but Ohio State's defense for sure just came out and punched Clemson in the mouth and showed no fear. And you best believe that's what LSU is going to do too.
Yeah, so, I mean, The one thing that makes me nervous is Brent Venables, the Clemson defense coordinator. He's one of, if not the best in the business when it comes to, as a defensive coordinator,
Agreed.
known for his really creative blitzes and zones and how he disguises a lot of his packages and his blitzes. But when you look at how Clemson played against Virginia and Ohio State, they really spent most of their time just kind of playing a straight up 4-man front. You can't do that against LSU. If you play a normal up front man, up 4-man front, Joe Burrow's going to kill you. So I think Brad Venables is going to have to be more creative in how he brings his pressures and brings his blitzes. Thing is, if you start trying to blitz Joe Burrow, I mean, you might get him once or twice if you're coming out, these really creative ways. But if he figures out what you're doing, he's going to kill you. So, I mean, I'm nervous because Brent Venables is really good, but I would be this would be a completely different game if the Clemson team from last year was playing.
Oh, completely.
With that defensive line that they had last year, that defensive line would be good enough to, because the way you beat LSU, or well, the way you slow down LSU's offense, I don't think it you don't really stop it, but slow it down is you need to be able to get pressure on Joe Burrow and sack him with a 3-man front and eight and with 3 men up front getting pressure and eight in coverage. That's the formula. If you can get pressure with three and drop eight and actually sack him too, not to get pressure but sack him, that's how you slow down LSU's offense. Last year's Clemson team with the defensive talent they had, they could probably do that.
Yeah.
This year they don't really have that same talent up front. And so they're going to have to be more creative. They're going to have to use blitzes. They're going to have to move people around. And that's going to create openings. And like when you have to cover five guys, NFL caliber guys on every play, there are going to be openings. And Ellis and Joe Burrow, I trust Joe Burrow to hit them. He's going to find guys. He's going to carve them up. So I think LSU is going to score points in this game. The big question mark for me is whether LSU's defense is going to be able to do enough to slow down Clemson. Clemson relies a lot on the run, and LSU's been really good against the run. I think the fact that Clemson showed how well Trevor Lawrence can run against Ohio State gives us 2 weeks to prepare for that, and so I think that will be good. And so I'm confident. I feel like there's a lot of reasons to be confident, all that stuff. So I think LSU's the better team. I think they have the better quarterback, the better offense. I think their defense is as good, if not a little bit better. Yeah, they have Isaiah Simmons, who's amazing. They've got some really good. They've got two really good corners for Clemson, but their safeties, their linebackers, the guys after those one first two corners aren't that great, and they're having to cover Terrence Marshall, and they're having to cover Thad Moss, and they're having to cover Clyde Edwards-Helaire out of the backfield. I mean, those guys challenge the best of the best cover corner, and you want that going against your safeties and your linebackers and your number three corners. I mean, Terrence Marshall will be a number one receiver on any other team. So you have to basically cover a number one a number one receiver, and we also put Justin Jefferson in the slot all the time too, and Jamar in the slot as well. So I don't see how. I mean, they've got some good guys there, but if you can't get pressure, we're going to be able to move the ball, and I think we're going to get a good dosage of Edwards-Helaire. He's 100% healthy. LSU's 100% healthy. We're going to be as healthy as we've been all season. We also get Michael Divinity back on defense. He had been kicked off the team. Had to step away. He's back for the national championship game. He was our number one rusher before he left. So, I mean, all these really rational, good reasons, I think, for why I think LSU should win. Their offense, I think, is better. They've played better teams. And, every time we've said, oh, okay, well, Florida's got a really good defense. Let's see what they do against Florida. What do? They average 12 yards a game, 12 yards in an attempt in passing,
They stomp a
just
mud
carve
hole
them
in them.
up. But then when we say, oh, well, they haven't played Alabama yet. So they go, what do? We go to Alabama and we drop 46
They
on
stomp a mud
them,
hole
100
in them
yards.
again.
And they say, oh, well, Georgia's the number three, number one defense in the country right now. Let's see what happens when they play a team like Georgia. What do? They freaking carve Georgia up.
Stomp another
What, you
mud
know,
hole.
people say, oh, well, Texas A&M did this to Clemson, and they're on the rise. What does LSU do? We drop 50 on them. So every time we've said, oh, they just haven't faced the defense good enough, or they haven't faced XYZ defense yet, it hasn't mattered. I mean, Auburn, Yeah, we only scored 23 points, but we also had over 500 yards. And if you watch that game, it was a lot of fluky things like Ja'Marr Chase decided to play defense for a play and blocked a touchdown and tipped a touchdown pass to Marshall. We get stopped at the goal line on 4th and 1. That doesn't happen very often. Usually, statistically speaking, you get that. So, like, that's at least 2 touchdowns right there. So, let's see, 14 plus 23, that puts you at 37 to 20. That's, about what we've been scoring on a lot of teams. So, at what point do we just say, you know what? This LSU offense is legit. Nobody's stopping them. And, if you look at all of Clemson's metrics, yeah, they're number one in a lot of metrics, but let's look at who they played.
Yeah, look at the
Look at just
schedule.
the freaking candy butt offensive
Yeah.
lines that they've been playing. You think these ACC offenses are, gonna do much against, I mean, anybody? No. I mean, the ACC is terrible.
It is,
So
yeah,
I
completely
think the
agree.
fact that they're statistically number one is really inflated by the fact that they played nobody until they played
Yep.
Ohio State. And what did Ohio State do? Like I said, they put up 500 yards. Justin Fields threw for 300 yards. And you know what? LSU's
Yes, it is.
offense is better
It
than
very
Ohio
much
State
is. It very much is.
by a lot. So, I mean, just like all this stuff makes me think LSU should win this game. They could win this game by multiple scores. But at the same time, this is a good, I mean, Clemson's still a good team. They still have talent. I mean, this team hasn't lost a game in 2 seasons.
Yep.
So, like I said, all these rational reasons, all these what I think are good reasons why LSU should win this game. I mean, some of my friends I'm listening to, people whose opinions I respect, are saying LSU wins this game in like a 45 to 24, 45-34 kind of game. And I totally understand where they're coming from, but I'm like too nervous to say yes. That's like what we're gonna do. We're gonna really just gonna thrash them like that. But then again, I mean, I was nervous about picking us to beat Alabama, and what did we do?
I told you, have the confidence, Jake.
We freaking nuked them.
I
So
told you, have the confidence. Bring it to you, man. Feel it. I'm feeling it. I'm telling you.
you've been hotter on LSU than I have
I
since
said
like
it.
before
I
the
said
season
it after
started.
week. T I said it on. I said it.
Before week zero, you were
I
like,
said
they're
they're gonna
going to the
be in. I
playoff.
said they're going to the playoff. They're that
Good.
good.
No, all credit to you. You had more faith than I
I
did.
said they're that
I thought
good.
we'd go like 11-1.
Nope. I
But
had no
you
doubt.
called it.
I had no doubt that they'd be in the playoff. I figured out, I said this, I think weeks between week 6 and week 8, I'm not saying week 7, but somewhere around there, that's when I said LSU is going to be hoisting the national championship trophy. And I don't know if I said it on the show, but we had that conversation. And I said, I have full confidence that LSU will be hoisting that national championship trophy. I saw it. Like I said last year, and I've said this in past shows before. Last year was Joe Burrow's season to get used to the speed of the SEC. I said, watch him next year. He will destroy everybody. He will rule the freaking world. He has done exactly that this year. No one has touched him as far as quarterback skill goes this year. Okay. Now, with that being said, you got a young man with really long hair who plays quarterback at Clemson, and if you don't think that pisses him off and he doesn't have something to prove, or at least he doesn't think he has something to prove, you're dead wrong. But in the end, Joe Burrow's class, poise, preparation, and just all out wants to show the world that, yep, I deserve that Heisman. Yep, I'm as good as people are saying I am. Yep, I'm going number one in the motherfucking draft, and I'm going to show you why. That Joe Burrow is going to show up this game. He is. He absolutely is. And this is Joe Burrow has not, in anybody's opinion, has not had a coming out party this year. Watch what he's going to do on Monday. Just watch. We're going to see something amazing. I know it. If I had $1 million, please don't take this to heart, people. I'm saying if I had $1 million, so if you have $1 million or no money at all, don't go betting on LSU. Don't be stupid. But what I'm saying is if I had $1 million that I had no problem losing, I would put it all on LSU. That is how confident I am that LSU is going to take this game. Not that Clemson is not going to give them a fight. And it is not that Clemson does not deserve to be there. But Joe Burrow, the guy who was told you're not good enough, is going to show the world just how good he is on Monday. He just is.
I hope you're right. I'd love to see. I want this to end on a crescendo. The biggest games, Joe has elevated his play. Statistically speaking, you could say that the Oklahoma game was not one of his best games, but the biggest game of the year when they went and played Alabama, Joe left that game with a higher season percentage, completion percentage. He raised his completion percentage in that game. That's how well he played.
Which doesn't happen, folks. Let me tell you how rare that is. You don't go into a game and at the end of the game having a higher completion percentage, because guess what? You've thrown more passes, and the odds are is that you've completed less overall. That is
Let
not what
alone against
happened.
Alabama in
Against
Tuscaloosa.
Alabama, yes, in Tuscaloosa. Look,
That's how
nothing.
good he's been.
Dude's got ice in his veins, man. Nothing rattles him. Nothing. He has been hit as hard as a quarterback can be hit. We've all seen the film this year. LSU's line, sacks happen. They happen. And he's gotten lit up like a freaking Christmas tree, like a firework on the 4th of July. He has gotten lit up. And what does he do? He gets back up and he does it again and again and again and again. Trevor Lawrence, you are good, but your first college defeat is coming Monday. Plain and simple. Clemson, you've been there before. Dabo Swinney, you've been there before. Do not get me wrong, but you have never faced a beast like that is coming after you on Monday. And it's not just Joe Burrow. I have to give a shout to the coach of the year. That is Coach O. He has prepared this team for freaking war. And I am excited to see this game. It's the one night this week that I'm going to break my rule of not going to bed early, because I'm going to watch this game. I'm going to call your butt right after the game, and I'm going to tell you, told you. Besides, you're going to be going nuts. And if I'm wrong, and I have not been with LSU this year, if I'm wrong, I'll not literally, but I'll eat crow. I'll suck it up. I'll admit it. I just don't see it happening. I'm that confident in it. I just am. And I cannot see it. This LSU just has too much right now. It's their year. It is absolutely 100% their year. Now, who knows? The game is not played on paper. It's not.
It's one game. That's the thing. It's one
It's
game.
one. It's not, there's
I
no
think LSU
playoffs.
wins this game at least 8 times out of 10, but this is one night, one game. And
That's
you know what? I think you're right. I think that Joe Burrow is going to end his college career, his the greatest season of all time as a quarterback, with his, with a sublime, a transcendent performance. That's what we're going to get out of Joe Burrow in this offense, to just to cap it off with just something transcendent that we've never seen before. I think that's what he's going to end the season. And then we get to have the discussion, where does this LSU team, considering what they've accomplished, considering how they've performed, considering the quarterback, the receivers, all of that, what they've had, where does this, if they win this game, there is an argument that this LSU team is the greatest football team of all time. For college football,
huge,
greatest college football
yeah.
team of all time, and I'm not just saying that as an LSU homer. Kirk Herbstreit's saying this. A lot of people are saying if LSU wins this game and wins it convincingly, based on who they've played and how they've played, how they've won, how this offense has been, this is arguably the greatest college football team of all time.
Very much so. Very,
But you have to win. You have to win
yeah.
Monday.
But you
Like
have
none
to
of.
win. You have to
Not
win.
that nothing matters. Nothing's going to take away that Heisman. Nothing is going to take away the Blitnikoff. Nothing's going to take away the moments, the revenge tour we have been on, the amazing experience, the ride that we have been on this season. Nothing is going to take that away.
Yes.
Grant, but if you want to go from being great to being a legend, to being legendary, to being immortal forever, you got to finish. You have to finish.
Absolutely.
That means taking on the Goliath of college football, right? Taking on Clemson, who's at the top of the peak. And you know what, Dabo, you whiny little piece of, you know what? He whines like a freaking 14-year-old girl who got her phone taken away. You know what? You're at the top of the mountain. You're King Kong right now. And you know what we're gonna do to little old Clemson? We're gonna kick you in the balls. We're gonna make you eat it. We're going to shove our foot so high up, you're gonna be talking when I move my toes. So you know, we're gonna, we gotta finish. We have to finish.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And that's what will make this season transcendent, legendary, immortal. You gotta win. You gotta take down the top dog, and that's Clemson.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Going off that, you gotta finish and you gotta win. Golden State Warriors had one of the best seasons ever, regular seasons ever. What did they do? They did not win the championship. Nobody cares. Okay? Nobody cared that they had the greatest season because no one talks about that. Who won the championship? That's what people talk about. The Seattle Mariners, okay, in the, I believe it was the early 2000s, they won 100 and some odd games, and everybody thought they were going to walk right on through to the World Series. They were out in the first round of the playoffs. It did not matter. No one talks about it anymore. They do not care. At the end of the day, at the end of Monday night, the only thing that is going to matter is, I'll guarantee you this, if you ask Joe Burrow right now, before I end this little rant here, what matters to you more, the Heisman or the national championship? He will tell you the national championship. Any player will tell you that. This is a team freaking game. The individual accolades are great. They feel wonderful. But unless you're hoisting a national championship trophy over your head, it doesn't feel as good. It just doesn't. And let me tell you right now, the LSU Tigers, Joe Burrow, Coach O, LSU fans like my man Jake over here.
And you're an LSU fan at this point.
I'm getting there. I'm not like you. I'm not as fanatical as you, because I'll tell you right now, it won't.
There's not a lot of people who are in that category as it is.
Yeah, it won't. It won't.
You know, I'm running out into the street into the snow when we win Monday. I'm going to be banging pots and pans. I'm going to be weeping. I'm going to be yelling Tiger bait. I mean, my freaking ringtone is "Hold That Tiger." I'm gonna be emotional. You know, tears are gonna be shed, words are gonna be spoken. It's gonna be a transcendent moment.
I will say this: LSU is my SEC team, but I'll tell you right now, if they ever played Cal, which won't ever happen, I would still root for Cal. That's why I'm saying I'm not fully converted over to the LSU. Okay. I'll never jump ship on my team.
We can be your side lady. That's
yeah,
okay.
I'm faithful. I'm never going to jump ship from my team. Just not going to happen. But what I'm telling you is this, is that Joe Burrow, I guarantee you, he hasn't mentioned this, but I'll guarantee everybody out there, he had this date circled on his calendar, like he had Alabama circled on his calendar, like he had Texas A&M circled on his calendar. He has had these dates circled in red. This has been his goal since last year, since the day he put on a football helmet in high school. Not a lot of people dream about, don't get me wrong, people dream about going to the pros. Majority of us played this game, dreamed about playing in college and being, whether depending what area you came from, college football playoff or in a BCS national championship, we all dreamed about it. We all did. Very few of us ever get there. Joe Burrow, you're there. Trevor Lawrence, you've been there. You've never faced an animal, meaning the entire team of Clemson. No Alabama team that you've ever faced that you beat or you lost to has been as focused as Coach O and Joe Burrow are going to have this LSU Tiger team come Monday. It's just, that's my gut freaking feeling, and I haven't been wrong about LSU this year at all. I called it week one that they were going to be in the playoff. I thought they were going to be number four. They ended up being number one, so I was wrong on that. And they deserve to be number one. And don't get me wrong, no one deserves to hold a national championship trophy over their head, but I daggum almost guarantee, I don't want to say guarantee because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, that the LSU Tigers will be hoisting that Dr. Pepper National Championship trophy over their heads come Monday night. And Jake, I'm super excited for you as an LSU fan. As an LSU fan, especially for you diehards out there, I am super excited for you because you had your first Heisman Trophy winner since 1959. This is only your second one that's ever had it. We're not sitting here talking about Alabama, so I thank you, LSU, for that. I don't have to hear about the Alabama Crimson Tide and the national championship, blah, 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 blah. I don't have to hear it. Thank you. And I want to thank Joe Burrow, and you'll probably never hear this, but if he does, I hope he does. Thank you for putting on an amazing season, but thank you for being an outstanding individual that people can look up to and strive to be like. Thank you for that. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. I mean, that's a pretty good place to end off, don't you think, Jay? Because I ain't got nothing to add or take away.
No, I mean, let's just play this game already. We've been waiting for 2 weeks. Let's do it.
I'll admit, I'm on the LSU bandwagon this week. I mean, I have been in the past, but this one for sure, I'm on it, dude. I'm on it. I mean, Clemson, congratulations. Go Tigers. Folks, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, at Just Football, J&J. Same thing on Twitter, at Just Football, J&J. Sorry, JJ, not J&J. J&J. JJ. Send us your emails at Just Football. I'm losing my voice here all of a sudden. Go ahead and hit us up on our email at Just Football. JJ@gmail.com. And y'all have a wonderful, fabulous Go Tigers, bringing the trophy back to the real Death Valley, which, by the way, is where, Jake?
Baton Rouge. Where Baton teams Rouge. Go, dreams go to die.
Unless you're the Tigers themselves, meaning the Bayou Bengals, baby. Y'all have a good, fabulous weekend. Let's enjoy this national championship. Good luck to both teams. I really do hope everybody ends up healthy and well after this game. And we are out.